This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter doing a fabulous job. If you see it on the archive, it's because he put it there. That means the podcast page fully populated with previous interviews and new interviews all go up there thanks to his help and hard work. So we appreciate that. Now we have the Penn Garvin interview that we just conducted is now on that page, and soon this interview will be there. In the studio with us now, Terry Burke is here, president of the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee. Welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
I do appreciate that, boy. That's how you know March is almost here, and it's time to start talking about the parade already. So thank you for coming in.
The warm weather over the weekend got us a little pumped up for late June.
We're out raking leaves and everything. So let's see. So you are also working in the College of Management. You coordinate that Management 101 class that we've had in these studios talking about some of their entrepreneurial projects and their big thinking. So you help with that. And also, if folks watch the Patriot League Network's Bison Vision, where you can see a lot of the Bucknell games, you're the director of that. So you make sure that that works and everybody's there.
Pushing all the buttons, getting the right cameras on, and then so on and so forth. So you could watch your bison.
Well, yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people watch your pictures and listen to our audio on Eagle 107.
That's right.
So that's a very common, and boy, I'll tell you what, play-by-play that you guys get there is second to none. That is just a little over the top.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, so we appreciate that. All right, so Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee, what's up this year?
So the parade itself is always the last Saturday in June, which happens to be June 27th this year, Saturday, June 27th. We are going back to, we mixed the format up a little bit with when we have our big fireworks celebration. Wise Market sponsors our fireworks. We were doing it all in the same day, but it just turned out to be, as you can imagine, a lot in one day. So we're going back to the old plan. The traditional was the fireworks will be the Friday night before June 26th. A lot of places to watch. Wise Markets, Wolf Field, live music, really everywhere. There's finding out more and more places that pop up to watch those fireworks throughout the region. So fireworks on the 26th, unless it, you know, the four-letter word rain, unless it rains, then we move it over to Sunday. But the parade, June 27th, yeah, everybody, if you've been, you know it's a pretty good time.
And then on Saturday, the big parade itself steps off at 9 a.m.?
10 a.m.,
okay.
Yes, and this year, because it's the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II, our parade marshals will be World War II veterans. So you know, part of why I wanted to come on today was to kind of put a call out for World War II veterans. If you are a, you don't just have to be a World War II veteran, but if you are a World War II veteran, if you know a World War II veteran or veterans, please contact us. We want to make sure they are recognized, you know, just for everything that they have done. And again, it doesn't have to just be World War II veterans. Anybody who has served this country in any capacity needs to be recognized, and that's really what we're here for.
All right, so you're recognizing all veterans. That's the purpose of the parade. But you are looking for some men and a few women age 90 or 87 to 100 to step forward. And in what way would they become part of the parade?
So every veteran who is in the parade is offered a convertible. So a couple things. If it does happen to rain, we could get you covered quickly. But really, we want the convertible, and so you can be seen. You could be recognized. You deserve that grand reception, and it's pretty grand. We estimate about 8,000 to 10,000 people that line Market Street and Third Street, University Avenue in Lewisburg. So you know, we want you to feel the thanks that this community has for you.
All right, so you're looking in particular for World War II veterans, but really all veterans can step forward and be in the parade.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, anybody who's served their nation in any capacity. How did you get involved in the Union County Veterans 4th of July parade?
Graham Showalter, actually. I kind of had a run-in with Graham, and he said, hey.
A good one, though.
A good one, yeah. Most of them are good run-ins with Graham. If anybody knows Graham, you'll know that he brings a lot of energy to everything. He had done it for many, many years. Just kind of got to a point where he needed some help. So there he was, there I was, and here we go. This is my 9th year, I want to say, doing this now.
Okay. And so you've been on the committee ever since then, helping to make sure that this happens. Of course, the parade is televised on Service Electric Cable Vision Channel 8, so you get to watch that in 508 if you're in the HD region. And, of course, it's up and down, and it's just a huge go-to. If somebody in our audience has never been to this parade, give them a sense of the scope of this big event.
So the parade route itself is just shy of a mile long, which actually shocked me when I kind of stepped it off. And but it's crazy. We pack, there's so much energy is a really good term to use it. Picture, you know, all of or most of Market Street, Lewisburg. So picture a mile of about 5 deep, 6 deep back on the sidewalks. And just mm-hmm. the enthusiasm and the bands. We bring in, you know, these huge, awesome bands. The Fralinger String Band, Hawthorne Caballeros, American Ridge from D.C., Baltimore, you know, Philly, Jersey. It's just, it's a really great time. Not to mention high school bands and, you know, we want to pump you up. We want to mm-hmm. get the music up. We want to feel those veterans to be pumped up and feel, you know, that enthusiasm that our community has for them.
Right. They're not just there for the spectacle that is the parade, but they're to salute veterans. Sometimes there is a flyover that is part of that, or is the planning phase?
We're trying. It's a planning phase. We used to have a B-25, but technology is getting a little iffy if we could do it anymore. It's old planes, mm-hmm. and honestly, there aren't too many pilots that can fly those things anymore. So we're working on things, helicopters, the National Guard, things like that. So actually, if you do happen to know anybody who can do a pretty cool flyover for us, contact us. We'll be happy to listen.
Yeah, I do see some ex-military helicopters in circulation around here. So there are some men and women who own those particular aircraft. So they do exist. I often talk to organizers of the parade about fundraising and volunteers. So tell us where your needs are there.
Absolutely. Fundraising is, you know, and financial donations, of course, appreciated. We have Raise the Region coming up. We are part of that. And that's, needless to say, how many nonprofits really benefit from that, you know, thanks to First Community Foundation Partnership and the Alexander family. Donations are great anytime. Raise the Region is awesome because there's that chance for matching funds and prizes for all nonprofits. So consider that if you are donating through Raise the Region, which I believe is March 11th and 12th. So like I said, coming up. Mm-hmm. The other thing we really are looking at is, so we have these floats. We have about a dozen floats that go through the parade. And we've been very fortunate and blessed to have people who have donated space for us to store these floats 364 days a year. And the one day a year we use them, but we're running out of time for our free storage. So we're looking into a couple of things of either if you have space to store these floats, they're trucks with flatbeds and trailers and things like that. So if anybody would like to sponsor a float and store it for us for the year you put it in, please contact us. You could put it in the parade every year. Unfortunately, it's getting so expensive to store them for us that it's something that might go away. We don't want that to happen, but at the expense of, somebody said we use the floats for 2 hours a year to pay that price for, you know, to use for 2 hours a year. But, you know, we could use that extra money to spend more money on bands and flyovers and things like that. So, you know, please contact us if you're interested in a float or sponsoring, and just have space to store even one or two. It would help a lot.
Well, and I have a recollection of your budget's about $100,000 a year or so.
We've really had a trim because of fundraising, and people don't donate as they used to. It used to be a lot of, you know, we send out a letter and people would write a check and send it in, but it's just a different culture now. So we've had to take, we still rely a lot on that, so please don't stop that if you are, and we're always, you know, so appreciative. This thing couldn't have lasted 26 years. This is year 26 without that help, but we've had to get kind of more creative with fundraising through things like Raise the Region and other fundraising. The Lewisburg Legion has been a huge help to us in organizing fundraising activities. So the other thing we really need, Mark, and this isn't just us talking, this really just isn't the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade, is we need people. People's time, skills, talents, and you know, I'm under the impression that everybody has them. Everybody has something to give. You know, financial's awesome, and nobody's ever going to turn down financial help. But people is, you know, people make things happen. People make the world go around. And, you know, I see this, like, just working with all the other different civic organizations that we work with, Lions, Rotary, Kiwanis, you know, just to name a few. They're running short on people. Everybody is kind of just so busy. There's a civic, not a lack of civic responsibility. I just think everybody gets so busy. But donate your time to us, to one of those organizations, to keep them going. It's a great lesson to teach your kids about that civic responsibility, too.
Absolutely. They'll see that. How can people get a hold of you if they want to help in any way?
Our email is info@UnionCountyVeterans4th, that's 4th, of July.com. Our generic phone number, our 1-800 number, is actually 844 Vets Day, so 844-VETS-DAY, and you know, we'll be happy to reach out, and you know, any help we can get, we are all for it.
All right, and Union County Veterans 4th of July is your website.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes.
a .org?
.com.
.com. Okay, so you can, well, you can search it up, but that's a nice long URL for you guys to use. Well, we're looking for volunteers and for donations, float space, and people to participate, and veterans to step forward, especially World War II. So you have a short list of unmet needs, but this is the valley that's pretty generous in that regard. So hopefully everybody will step in and help you out. Thank you so much, Terry. Very much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody.
Terry Burke is president of the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee.